We'll go again to the A Moment of Science mailbag. A listener writes, "Dear A Moment of Science, I know a lot of people who've been diagnosed with depression and who've had a hard time finding the most effective treatment. Is there a way for scientists to determine which therapy will work best?"
Good question. First, to clarify, while there are many effective treatments for depression, including medication and psychotherapy, people respond to treatments in different ways, so treating depression often takes a lot of trial and error.
The good news, though, is that scientists are beginning to figure out how to use brain scanning technology to find biomarkers that may provide clues to which therapies will work best in a given person.
For example, researchers at Emory University did a study of 63 adults with major depression, scanning their brains to look for levels of activity in different brain areas. The patients then underwent 12 weeks of treatment with either cognitive behavior therapy or with medication.
The findings are interesting. There was a strong correlation between patients with high activity in a part of the brain called the anterior insula and successful treatment with drugs, but not great results with psychotherapy. Low brain activity in the area correlated oppositely, a poor response to drug treatment but a good response to psychotherapy.
To be clear, this process is not yet ready for prime time. More research on larger groups of people is necessary to tell how well brain scans work to predict treatment outcomes for depression. But if and when biomarkers for treating depression are established, that could help fine-tune treatments and even lead to new therapies.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.